What factors do you think of or do you consider when it comes to starting a brand new church? And I'm talking about whether it's a quote-unquote satellite that's run by an evangelist for a period of time before getting cut off, or just a straight-up sending a guy out, or ordaining him to be a pastor and sending him out to start a church, just like what happened with Pastor Shelley. What do you consider in terms of an area, in terms of the city? What makes a good place to start a church?
Well, a place where people are is a good place to start. We got a lot of people. Because, I mean, obviously we want to do the maximum damage that we can. And, you know, reception-wise up in the Northwest, it's not obviously as receptive as it is in the Bible Belt. And it's like Oregon and Washington are two of the most unchurched states in the whole country. I think they might be both in the top five unchurched states. And I think Washington is number one, possibly. I can't remember, but... Anyway, so it's strategic. It has to be strategic. But what I'm looking for, I mean, I wasn't really looking to start the ones that I started in the first place. But, you know, I guess God had different plans, you know. I mean, I feel like, again, I was seeking for a way to be able to have a church here because I thought, you know, what a dang shame it would be for all of us to all be gathered together down here. I mean, we had a lot of soul winners here and we did a lot of stuff together before we ever even had a church plant. And so, you know, I'm looking for, you know, areas where there's lots of people that believe like us is, you know, one good factor. But I thought it was a shame, you know, like I was about ready to just move because we were supposed to get a pastor and it kind of fell through at that time. And so I was just ready to move. And then that video just popped up. I don't think that was accidental because everything that has happened since then, like, really stemmed from me being down in the dumps and thinking I'm going to have to move someplace. And I really wanted to stay here and stand in the gap or have somebody stand in the gap. I didn't realize it was going to be me at that time. But what I'm looking for is, you know, more people like us. You know, if it's a handful of people, if it's, you know, 20, 25 people, I'm looking for an area where there's a lot of people that want a church like our type of churches. So, and that don't have a good place to go to church. I mean, I was taught, a guy came from Utah this last weekend. He said that he tried to start up a soul winning program in his Baptist church, and it was the only church that's an hour away from where he lives. And he said, no, it doesn't work here. I don't believe in soul winning. It doesn't work. It'll never work in Utah. And the guy's just like, you know, just what am I supposed to do? And so I'm looking for a place where there's someone that can be that person that stands in the gap. I'm looking for a place where there's a lot of people and a lot of people like us. And, you know, it doesn't have to be 20, 25 people. It could be 10. But right now I'm not looking to start anything until I get a pastor from one of these churches. But I do think about it. I love church planting. I think it's fun. And I love it because... You know, another thing to think about is, like, if we hadn't started these church plants, all the people that have been saved in these church plants would have never happened. So God wants us to just spread the gospel everywhere. And, you know, I believe the church planting is the way to do that, you know. And so I'm looking for that kind of magic formula, I guess. And then God's obviously got to be a part of it. Like, if God would have shut down all that stuff in Spokane, I never would have started the church there. But he didn't. He opened the door. It was very obvious. It was an open door, and I walked through it. So, and I don't apologize for it. And again, if one of these church plants should ever fail, then I'll just start another one somewhere else. I mean, it's just that simple. Ephesus, you know, if you look up where Ephesus Baptist Church is now, it's no longer with us. I mean, I don't even think the city of Ephesus exists anymore. I think it's just a ruin. But at some point, God told them that if they didn't get their first love back and start doing the first works, and they would be, their candlestick would be removed. And that's what ends up happening. So, unfortunately, but anyway.